Hello, thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Ashley. How may I help you today?
Ashley, just one second. I'm going to take you off speaker. Okay, thank you. I am calling. This is Nancy Nash, N-A-S-H. And I have not received another shipment of my Omex 3. And I only have like 4 or 5 days left of my silver pack.
Okay, Ms. Nash, I'll be more than happy to take a look, see what has happened for you. If you don't mind to pull up the right information, may I ask for the shipping address for your product?
7 E Street, Beaver, PA 15009.
Alrighty, thank you, Ms. Nash, for sharing that. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
There it goes. I did pull up the Omex 3. So it looks like your last shipment was back in April. The next upcoming scheduled shipment should be on the 4th of August here. So I believe that's tomorrow. Would you like for me to go ahead and have that billing set up today?
Yes. How many days is that going to take to get here to Beaver, to Pennsylvania?
Well, we ship from Lewiston, Maine. You being in Pennsylvania, normal shipping time is about 7 to 10 business days. You should have it within about half that time. Yeah, it won't take the full time given you're in Pennsylvania.
Not 7 to 10. Now, are there different strengths? Because mine says Omex 3 professional strength.
We do have the professional strength. On the, I believe this one is the highest we have at the moment. Let me double check. How is it working out for you, the professional strength?
I don't notice any difference.
Okay, let's see.
But, I mean, that's fine. I'm just letting you know mine's professional strength.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How am I supposed to feel when I've been taking these? Oh, my goodness. It must have been a couple years now.
Let me see, because I do show quite a lot of orders. And, yeah, I mean, you've been continuing on with that product since, like, back in 2017.
Oh, my goodness. 3 years, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's
so
really
I don't
great.
Know what it's doing, but.
Well, I mean, really, it's. Really to boost your immune support, of course. It does lower your triglycerides if you happen to have that, you know, heart health
issue.
I don't. Well, good.
I don't.
Good.
It's very low.
Good to hear. And also, it's really great for, like, joint support. Over time, it reduces inflammation to provide, you know, a bit of pain relief.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have any issue with, like, arthritis pain? Or any, like, discomfort at all?
Just once in a while, not very often at all, nothing to speak of. But I just turned my packet over, and it says the expiration is 6/23/2020. So this actually expired. Can I continue to take these?
I would not. Oh, we only recommend it's good no longer than 30 days past that expiration date. I do want to notate then here.
Wonder why. I take these every day. Yeah, I just happened to look on the back.
Let me see one thing for you. Because I do show, you know, you called us back in April.
There for a while you were shipping constantly. I mean, I was
You probably had too much.
I was boxes, I did. And then they said, okay, we're going to hold off, you know, and then we'll send you out a shipment.
Here's what I can do. I'm going to notate here with your next shipment that you do need the freshest batch available. How many months supply do you have right now that's been expired, if you don't mind me asking?
No, none. This is it. This is the last packet I'm on.
Okay.
And 5, 10, there's 15, you know, to a silver packet.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's all I have. And I said, I better call them because I said, usually I get a box, you know, a shipment, and I checked my cupboard and I said, oh, I better call.
Oh, yes, ma'am, because it seems you'd be getting that 2 month supply. I'm not sure. Let's see. Looks like it's set up to go out where you get, 2 month supply every 3 months is when it goes out. So let me make this adjustment for you because you're needing it as soon as possible, right?
Right.
Okay. So you do still have the best pricing as well. Looks like that 2 month supply is at $59.95. All righty, so I do have it set up for the system to pick up your billing today. Again, we advise, normal shipping time of 7 to 10 business days. You should have it within about half that time frame.
Okay. Is there any way that could be shortened?
Let me check. I'm not too sure if we have any type of rush shipping available, but let me double check on that for you.
Okay, sure.
Alrighty, Ms. Nash. Well, thank you for your patience. I did double check here. Now, it doesn't look like we have any option available for rush shipping, unfortunately.
Okay.
Mom, did you have any other questions or concerns about the product or anything else?
No. Now, is this the stronger dosage that I am taking? The professional strength?
Yes, ma'am, it is. I was double checking on the website. I don't believe we have it anymore. But on top of the professional strength, we had like max recovery. I'm not sure if it'll be relaunched in the future, but
mm-hmm.
that was like the one step above the professional strength.
Okay. Very good.
But
now,
you have the strongest.
Do I throw this packet away then?
I would, and here's what I recommend as well. It's not going to hurt the product at all, but when you get your next shipment, I recommend whatever you're not taking, like, directly, you go ahead and store it in the freezer. It does preserve the shelf life quite a bit, and you can take it directly out the freezer, as needed.
Right. Okay. Now, can I take, that's a good idea, and I thank you for that suggestion.
Yeah.
Now, I usually just take, I should probably just put the whole box in the freezer. I just take one of the, I don't know what they're called, the silver, I don't know, the sleeve, the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the little blister pack.
Right, yes. Now, I just take one packet out at a time. So I should freeze the rest. Should I freeze the other one too that I take every day from this packet? Do I put that in the freezer too?
I mean, you can. You definitely can. Another great thing, because I've heard since, they are quite large, I've heard, some customers have like a difficult time getting them to go down. If you freeze them,
mm-hmm.
it also helps with that issue as well, being as they're really solid and they're not as
mm-hmm.
Tacky.
Yeah. No, I don't have a problem, but I think I will just preserve them and keep them fresher, because I just keep them up in my cupboard. And then when I'm finished with one packet, I pull another, silver packet out.
And just as you do that, I recommend go ahead, put it in the freezer. It'll preserve it quite a bit longer for you.
Okay. I will do that.
All right.
Now, do I discard this one since it's 6/23, June 23rd?
I really would. Being a fish oil, I wouldn't recommend you take it at this point.
Okay. I took it this morning, but that's
How's
okay.
How's your stomach feel?
It feels okay.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah. Although my stomach's been hurting me lately, but I never connected it maybe to this.
It may be possible where it could cause a little bit of an upset stomach being expired.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, ma'am. Not a problem at all, Ms. Nash. Is there anything else I could help with?
Now, is this automatic? Do you just put this on my credit card, or?
It is set up to be automatic every 90 days. It looks like we had been using, a MasterCard.
Okay, 6561. The last four digits.
Shows that here. I show one ending in either, the options available are 7074, 4279, and 6621. Which is the one it's supposed to be going out on?
Oh my goodness, I don't even know what 6211. Delete that. I don't even know what that is.
Okay. That one looks like it expired in March of 2023.
I don't know. And then the other card that you can use is 7074.
Okay. I do show that as one of the last ones that was added on. Would you like it to continue on the 7074?
No, just put it on the 6561, please.
6561? Okay, let's see.
Just keep both of them on.
I don't show one ending in 6561.
Well, the one that I had you delete, because my credit card was compromised.
Oh, goodness.
And they had to send me a brand new one, new numbers.
Of course. Uh-huh.
So, and that was, that was a couple years ago. So that is 6561.
Okay. Well, if you would like it on that card, I'd be more than happy to have everything else taken off and to update your payment method. Would you like to do that real quick?
Do what? I'm sorry.
To update it to the one ending in 6561?
Sure. Update it in that, and then you can put the charge right on that one.
Okay.
But then keep 70, can you keep 7074 on that?
We can leave it here on the account. Not a problem, in case you would ever like to switch it back over.
Yeah, that's great, because that one's great. I'm glad we took care of this, too.
Oh, of course. so let's see. That one's nowhere saved. I did double check. To have this updated, may I ask for the card number and expiration, please?
Mm-hmm. 5424-1813-1834-6561. And expiration is 02-28-22.
Perfect. All righty, Ms. Nash, just a quick second and I'll have that switched on over for you.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. All right, Ms. Nash. Thank you so much for your patience. I do have that payment method completely switched over, so it'll be going out on that MasterCard NE6561.
Okay, perfect.
All right. And is there anything else for you today?
No, that is all.
Wonderful.
Thanks so much for your suggestions and just your knowledge, and thanks for taking care of me.
You're more than welcome, Ms. Nash. My pleasure. I do thank you so much for calling Omax Health, and I hope you have a wonderful week coming up, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.